This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. 8Sleep, the number one smart mattress with bed cooling technology designed to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep. Save $50 off your order with code MMA50. 8Sleep, the number one smart mattress with bed cooling technology designed to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep. Save $50 off your order with code MMA50. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 602.
602.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
I feel like we should celebrate our recent milestone success on YouTube. Should we mention this?
Sure. Yeah.
Matt, it's hard to see because it's reflecting.
Maybe I'll bring it down for a second.
But we, in his hand, he's holding this plaque that our friends at YouTube sent to us, presented to MMA Nuts for passing 100,000 subscribers on YouTube.
That's right. You might go blind if you look into it.
Yeah. So thank you, fans. Thank you, yes, all of you for, subscribing and shit. Tell your mom we want to get to 1 million. So, have your mom subscribe and your grandma.
That's right. 1 million seems so far away. Like, what, God, 1 million? Is that possible? Like, we were everyone, just talking about,
yeah,
who is it? Some guy's got 130 million.
Mr. Big
crazy.
Show or something. Just tell your grandma and your mom. I think we'll be fine.
That's all we need. Just need grandmas and moms.
And then because the grandmas will tell other grandmas, and then we'll be in, it'll just be a, exponential growth. It'll be great.
That's right. So I should have things I want to say. I'm not going to say that. Just not going to say it anymore.
So go us. Congratulations.
Yeah. Woo.
Pat ourselves.
13 years in the making.
Yes. And so there was a UFC over the weekend. Should we start with that? Because
I think Dana was saying this was the fourth highest gate in UFC history, highest gate for a heavyweight fight. And then talk about like some of the nonsense that was going on. They're doing like Roadhouse, the movie filming. Was it Jake Gyllenhaal?
Gyllenhaal, yep. I have some pictures. Yeah. Hang on, let me see. I have video too. Can I show video? I don't know.
If it's a fan shot one, you can.
It's a fan shot. So
yeah.
So here, I'll give you some photos first and then I'll get to the video. So here's Jake. And hats off to him, because Jesus Christ, he looks in phenomenal shape.
Yeah, right? It looks like he did it natural, actually.
So
like here, he's ripped, but not like steroid ripped.
Yeah, I mean, here he is,
that's
like
a normal man physique.
Normal, like ripped guy.
Yep.
There he is, like preparing for his fight. I don't know what the role is, but Jay here on the actor, right? They're fighting this thing. Here's that. And I do have the where's the video? Here's the video of him like doing a little bit of action against the cage. Obviously, this is a movie, so it's not actually hitting him, but maybe that one hit. I don't know. The acting's pretty solid, I gotta say. Flying knee, and he's like, there he goes. I think he must have practiced a while, because this looks pretty solid. Like the refs.
Yeah, I was wondering like how many drunk fans were in the stands watching that, going, thinking it was a real fight, going, holy fuck, he didn't stop. He fucking threw a flying knee. He's still throwing punches.
Crazy.
They're kicking him out of the UFC, man.
That's it. And Conor McGregor too was in on this. Same deal. With the Jake Gyllenhaal, the Roadhouse thing. So here's this. Here they are. He's giving a little hug to John Jones. Can I play audio? I don't know. Am I allowed
Probably
to?
Probably not.
Probably not. So, but he announces the, this is obviously going to be part of the movie, I'm guessing. He's doing the weigh-in for Jake. Jake steps out, does his thing. So I just feel like there's a lot of cross-promotion happening here.
There's a fuck ton of shit going on.
Somewhere in the background, someone is like, we're going to link the UFC to like 72 different things. And I don't know if I'm going to have to watch this movie, even though I don't really want to.
Yeah, I know, because I feel like Roadhouse is such a classic that, maybe it's like Top Gun 2, because
Right. I thought that would be dog shit. And I was very impressed with that. You know, I didn't think they tarnished the first one. So maybe this one will be the same to me. I don't know. What was your opinion on the second Top Gun?
Top Gun?
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome. I fucking loved that movie. I thought it was just as good as the first. And it almost was a little more faster paced than the first one, too.
It seemed like more fighting. And I think they did a great job of making you feel like you were in the fucking cockpit. Cause like I'm like tense the entire time, like they're in those dogfights and whatever else is happening. Like, fuck. But it's just crazy when you're trying, I don't know if this is a remake or a continuation, because it seems like the Gyllenhaal character has the Dalton last name but a different first name, so maybe he's his kid or something.
I think it's his son or something like that. And so hopefully they do a good job. I like Jake Gyllenhaal, he's a good actor, so I'm hoping it does it justice, but you never know, because Patrick Swayze,
I mean it was such like a goofball thing, but it just became like a fucking classic to us. Right.
That's just like instant. But good on them. I mean, yeah, they made a whole thing. And how cool is that to like be an actor and come out to that large crowd and then just shoot your movie scene right in the middle of a main, you know, UFC event kind of thing. So that's
pretty cool. And you gotta have your shit together, because when's the last time he's been in front of that many people, like performing in a sport that he's not a trained killer in? Like, you don't want to look like an asshole in front of real fight fans either. So you got to have your shit together. I thought he looked decent for, you know, fake fighting, right?
Well, it reminds me of like, was it the movie with Tom Hardy, Warrior, right? Mm-hmm. Remember that one? Like, I think he got into his role so much, they were actually fighting at points because they were just fucking nuts. Like, they're just like, so I don't think, you know, Jake's more of an A-list type Hollywood actor, right? So probably not going to get down and dirty like that. But that looked pretty good from what I saw, you know. I'm still.
And then you add some camera fucking smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
Sound effects. It looks real. So I'll watch the movie. I think I will. So
yeah, I'm not going to the theater, but I'll check it out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now let's fucking get into the main event. So we have John Jones and Ciryl Gane. I want to start with, I know Tom Brady gave some well wishes, which I thought was pretty cool, because you normally don't see anybody wishing John well, at least pre-fight.
No.
So,
hey, John, I wanted to say welcome back to the main stage. It's great to see the GOAT doing what he does best and doing what he's meant to do. So I thought 7 titles was a lot. You doubled it, man. And I know tonight's not going to be easy. Ciryl Gane stand on the other side of that octagon. He's a bad man. It's going to be an incredible fight. Dana knows how to put on a great show, as always, and I wouldn't miss this one for the world. I'm going to be there watching. Good luck to both you guys tonight. And John, congrats on an amazing career of greatness. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, John.
Nice.
Yeah. So you got to like that lead.
Brady looks like he's in great shape. He's all fuck lean and mean. Good on him.
So I love it. So, like, let's talk about, what do you think about like the weigh-ins? What do you think about John's body compared to 205?
I mean, he just kind of looked happier to me. Like, he looked bigger, but I kind of thought he'd look even bigger than he looked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just kind of looked more in the Fedor category of bigger. Like, I didn't feel like he was like huge, right? But he just looked like he put on some size. Do you have some comparison pictures? Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, he just looks bigger, but not
like his older brother.
Yeah, but not like ripped. Just
right. You know. He had no abs. That was concerning to me. But again, we know body types don't matter. Like, look at
not Fable. Really.
Look at Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, Cain, right? That kind of thing. So I didn't have a problem with it.
No, I just thought it was different. Like, I was on the same impression for all the fucking powerlifting, all the weightlifting he did. I thought his physique would physically look more appealing than it was, but. Fucking doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Well, he never really was really ripped. He's not like, you know.
Well,
like
for the weigh-ins, like he was pretty cut.
Like an Ngannou or whatever, you know. He's not like.
No, not like,
like huge like that. So, whatever, you know. The one thing I'll say, do you want me to, can we talk about
that? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't really know, because he didn't go very long. So it's like, where's the cardio at? I'm not sure. right? And he said himself after the in the post fight that he felt a little like weird in the stand up, like
he didn't feel goofy.
It makes sense because there's more weight and everything's a little bit different.
Your timing's got to be off, right?
But he kind of, I was surprised with how easily he handled, you know.
He taught himself. It was like he was fighting a little boy.
Yeah, once he got that takedown, it was like that was it. And you went right for the guillotine and just kind of like, you know, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, whatever it was. Like, I didn't really see much from Gon. I don't think he fought any different than he usually does. I think John just, you know, took him down. And he said before in up leading up to the fight that he had studied film. And he's like, no one studies film in this game. And I do. And I see a blaring weakness. And maybe that was it, is the ground game. You know, I don't know if that's what he was talking about. But
yeah. And because they were showing Henry Cejudo was teaching John that same exact technique that he finished him with. And they were showing like the video of Cejudo teaching John, and then with the fight in the background of what actually happened to what was being taught, and it was the same move. And Henry was basically telling him, like, when you get in this position, don't be wasting and blowing all your energy like trying to force that takedown. He's like, switch it to the other side, and then it's like you can grab his neck right there. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what John did, and then fucking just got it. Like, what the fuck? And everyone was like, what, how, what? Yep.
It didn't look that bad on first watch. I was like, what happened? Like, he tapped to that? Like, that was weird. But when they did the replay, you could see it was in there pretty deep, you know. But I think a more experienced grappler might have been able. And it seemed like Gon didn't really know what to do when that was happening. Like, he did all the wrong things to defend himself.
Well, I think he was shell-shocked coming into this fight. And the one thing that I forgot that John has or had in the past, like, there's the aura of invincibility. And I forgot how powerful that was. And you would see that. I think Anderson Silva had that for a while where people are fighting him. And they're like, fuck, man, this is Anderson Silva. Fedor for a while, and John, like, you could see that, like, Gon is just going, fuck, this is like the greatest light heavyweight fighter, possibly the greatest heavyweight fighter that I deemed him already, but fuck yeah, I'm blowing away by just how easy he made it look. Like, I didn't think it was going to be a finish. I think you called a first round finish, didn't you?
Maybe. I thought it said first or second, but
yeah,
I didn't think it was going to go five, no chance. But, you know, I like seeing this because I was always impressed by John's ability to come in and win in different ways when he was early in his career. Sure. He finished guys in all these different ways, right? And the last tail end when he had all that personal problems and, he came back and there was a lot of decisions and it just seemed more timid. And I think he actually went for it this time, and he had, I'm hoping this is a trend because I don't really want to see John, you know, point fight or try to draw out a fight because he's bored or because he's being cautious, because this is the John Jones that, you know, everybody like gushes over, you know. And I don't know. He's turning me into a fan if he's a turnaround. Like, I hate to say this because it's just like, it's impressive. And yeah. I mean, you got to have the argument here. He might be the greatest fighter of all time. Like,
he is 100%.
There's like, no, I mean, after the fight, he calls out Stipe, you know, and it sounds like they might try to run that in July of sometime.
Mm-hmm.
I like that matchup. I don't like it for Stipe though. I don't,
not after seeing this version of John.
No, I mean, I'm struggling to who's going to give him a challenge at heavyweight. That's what I'm wondering. Like,
well, the three people I thought would be the hardest fight was Gon, Stipe, and Curtis Blaydes.
Oh, I forgot about Curtis Blaydes. See, yeah.
I think Blaydes gives him a hard time. I think it's, you have to wrestle. And this is the thing that I was hoping John would do when he moved up to heavyweight. I've said, man, I hope he wrestle fucks people, because I don't think 99% of the heavyweights can deal with a wrestler like John.
No.
And just, I mean, we didn't get to see any other new shit from him because it went like in a minute, but just so fucking impressive to be off 3 years, come in, fucking Ngannou decisions gone, and John walks right through him.
Like, it's like, nothing.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm excited too to see Stipe fight him. And Stipe is just, is so zero personality, because after the fight, you know, John calls him out and he's like, oh, whatever. And then Megan O'Leary is interviewing him, and you have the chance to sell this fight. Like, John Jones, you're going to get an opportunity to fight him and blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you want to fight? Yeah, I'm going to fight him. Like, Frankenstein, can you fucking liven up a little bit? You're trying to hype this shit up. Like, tell him he sucks dick or something. He's a fucking pussy. Come out with something, Stipe, instead of just, he was so like monotone. It's almost like he's accepting his death already. Like, he knows he's dead. So he's like, I don't want to fucking poke the bear anymore, so I might as well just be quiet. But you know what? That's not helping you sell the fucking fight. This is your opportunity. Take advantage of it. And Megan is trying to get him to fucking engage and be more entertaining, and he's not. And that's why I fucking, that made me realize why I hated him as a fighter, a champion, or whatever, because he doesn't give me the personality. And when he does, it's just, it's awkward, fake, cringe, Henry Cejudo type, whatever. Like, fuck, Bo, man. I'm still kind of in shock at how well he performed from being gone for 3 years.
Yeah, didn't look rusty at all. I mean, it would have been nice to see a little more stand-up, but
sure.
Only he knows if he was goofy or whatever he calls it. Felt goofy.
Well, but, and then he got kicked in the balls right off the bat,
too. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Immediately,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like, oh, fuck.
Gets kicked in the nuts and still wins. So it's like, we don't see that often. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah,
so.
And he didn't take no 5 minutes. He's just like, all right, whatever. Fuck. Yeah. And then what was the quote from Dana White where he said, not only is John the greatest light heavyweight ever, he might be the greatest heavyweight ever. Hey, Dana White, you're like 2 weeks behind. I was already saying this. Come on, man.
You should trademark that shit.
That's right. Like, everyone's jumping on the John bandwagon. I've been here at least for a couple weeks, because I know, don't bet against John Jones. That's the safe bet. Don't bet against John, because I forget who I used to pick against all the time. I think it was Kane. He always used to fuck me. But yeah. But then I saw there was a picture after the fight where John somehow has abs. They must have photoshopped some shit in. So let me share this. So, like, how does that work? Like, he's got kind of abs there.
Well, maybe it was, sometimes they work out and then they take those photos. So, like, it could be that.
But like, then, you know, that's like right after the fight.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. Who knows? Angle, lighting, you know, that makes a difference.
It's true. It's wild. Fucking John Super Jones. Wild. Calling out Stipe, telling him he's going to fuck him up. I love it. Mm-hmm. Back.
I love it too. You know what else I love, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
Our sponsors.
Go ahead, give it to me and go.
Fucking awesome. Spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. They've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement, but this year Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Make sure you look your best this spring by using the code MMANOUTS20 to get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com.
That's right. It's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in daylight again. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks.
Well, not quite smooth, but less flowy than yours. So save 20% and free shipping with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS20 at manscaped.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. So just keep in mind, we gave you that and now we give you this. You have no excuses for the summer. You should be all set.
It's be nice, trim, clean. Not 100% clean, but just take it down a notch. That's what it's about.
That's why it's called scaping. Manscaped.
That's right. We're also going to talk about True Classic. So support for today's episode comes from True Classic. As a people-driven brand, True Classic believes that the clothes you wear should make you feel confident and comfortable so you can show up as the best version of yourself every day. This is your one-stop shop for all your wardrobe essentials. Their shirts have a premium fit that's tighter in the shoulders and biceps for that extra boost of confidence, from t-shirts and polos to activewear, denim, button-downs, hoodies, joggers, boxer briefs, and everything in between. They have everything you need. It's time to upgrade. You heard me. Time to upgrade and upgrade your wardrobe today. So we have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We're going to hook you up with some true classic. So for a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code MMA25 at trueclassic.com.
And with True Classic, you don't need to sacrifice comfort for style. Their products were created with signature soft fabric blends and contemporary cuts that fuse the two. I'm wearing one right now. More than just a t-shirt company, you can run, train, and recover with their versatile performance essentials. Their activewear crewnecks have the same flattering fit as their classic tees and are sweat-wicking and odor-controlling, so you can feel good about working out hard. Pair it with a quick dry short or joggers to complete the look.
That's right. And you get comfortable, get going, upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code MMA25. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. You get 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. You can't go wrong. It looks good and it feel good season. It's look good and feel good season. I always mess that one up. But you know what you're getting? 25% off and some sweet fucking t-shirts and other stuff. I have hoodies, joggers. I forgot what else. I got a bunch of stuff. Lots of t-shirts, though. Those are my favorite.
They're the best. So nice. So delicious.
That's right. Great with eggs.
Yes. Back to the show. That's so right. As you like to say, can we talk about the co-main event just briefly?
Yes.
Grasso versus Valentina Shevchenko. Man, what a fight. I did not expect this to go the way it went, I gotta say.
No.
Shevchenko is like undefeated in like the last 100 fights or something, right? She's like
she had a tougher fight her last one.
She did. So, she did, but I feel like Grasso, the thing that Grasso did well was she forced Shevchenko to wrestle because she was winning the stand-up, I thought, you know? So it was like, and then when it came time in the fourth round, she got that nasty crank choke on her, right? Face crank, they call it.
Yeah.
And did you see the photo that they posted online of like right after, like you can kind of, oh, you got it. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you can literally,
like
you see it looks
that
like
line,
she's,
like Joe pointed out. I'm like, the fucking squeeze on that is insane. Cause it looks like if you took a rubber band and wrapped it around your finger for like 5 minutes and it took it off, like how white, like that's the amount she got in like, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Yeah. So, I mean, good on her. First Mexican born champ, right? So,
female, right?
Female, yeah. Sorry, female, sorry, sorry. I don't know.
Piece of cues, right?
Sorry about that. So, good on her. You know, I think Shevchenko has had a good run. You know, you can't win them all, I guess, but I was just impressed, especially by that finish, which,
yeah, well, I guess she was specifically training for that move too. So she knew, like, when she got her to that position of how to, like, jump the back, get locked a fucking submission on, and that was a wrap. Like, it was insane. Good for her, because I like when I see dominant champs lose for some reason. But you know what happens when a dominant champ loses? Every time they're gonna run it again.
You think that? Yeah,
they already said they want to.
They said they're gonna do it.
Both the fighters said it, and I think Dana already said, yeah, probably makes sense. I always hate that, because I feel like if you were good enough on that night, you should be able to have a couple other fights as a champ and defend. You shouldn't have to keep going against the best, but it's the way they like to do it for some reason.
Yep. And before we go on to the next thing, I just want to say there was a sighting in the crowd. Not sure if you saw this, but
no,
our little friends, Mr. Nate. And
oh,
Nate,
yeah,
Diaz,
yeah. I forgot about
hanging
that.
Out in the crowd, looking quite, you know, dashing.
I saw at some point they put them both on camera and they both flexed out.
There they are, looking good.
That's cool that they're still allowed in, you know, for not.
I mean,
Nick's still in the UFC. Nate's not.
No, and that's okay. I mean, it's hard to, I think celebrity status, it's all good, but good on Nate. And somebody put in the comments, it's good to see that little brother, even though he's making more money than Big Brother, still respects the pecking order. Like, all right, it's all good, you know.
I get it. I understand. And then a couple other fights, you had Bo Nichols, who was 2-0 coming in this fight. He's fighting Jamie Pickett, who has 21 fights under his belt. So I thought that's kind of interesting that Nevada State Athletic Commission let that fight go on. And you get an early low blow from Nichols that nobody catches. And then even after the fight, he's like, I didn't low blow him. I hit him in the fucking thigh. I'm like, no, you fucking hit him square in the balls because he made that face. And then, you know, he ends up getting the sub win. So good for him. This guy keeps talking shit. I think he said he wanted to fight. Fuck, did he want to fight? Some dominant wrestler at 85. I can't remember. All the names. Shamayev. I think he was talking shit, yep, saying he wanted to fight him. And people are going, what the fuck are you talking about? You have three fights, man. Well, Brock Lesnar didn't have that many fights either. And he was fighting for a fucking championship belt. So
he was. Yeah. I mean, big wrestler guy, you know, whatever. I think he'll do fine. So we'll see how that goes. He looked pretty solid.
Yeah. He had Cody Garbrandt getting back in the win column. I had Derek Brunson's corner through to Tallinn, stop a fight on him.
Mm-hmm.
And one last other thing I want to show. Let me make sure I get the volume off here. So this is Tabitha Ricci getting loose backstage before her fight where she won. Hmm. I might turn the sound off. So I like to show fighters when they're doing work, warming up, and got to appreciate the cameraman with his cinematography on this one.
Mm-hmm.
So props to him, props to her. Doing work.
Looking real good. Looking real good.
Yes. That's all I had for 285 as I scroll back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should probably talk about some sponsors.
Let's do it.
And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Shouldn't you always be at your best? 2023 is the year to maximize your performance in the bedrooms. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Yes, it is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever your opportunity arises. The process is simple. You can go online at bluechew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription in days.
That's right, and Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at Blue Chew. Here we go. BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MMANUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code MMANUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yes, we do. And we also have Fume. Be smart, don't start, kick the habit, put it out before it puts you out. All phrases we've heard 100 times, yet we still continue to have bad habits. We all have something we struggle with, right? Our sponsor Fume is on a mission to accelerate humanity's breakup from the bad habits that consume far too many of us. Fume is a natural, diffusive device that uses plants and behavioral science to help you trade out your negative habit for a positive one.
That's right. Fume is not a vape. It's a non-electric device designed to transform your negative habits. Instead of pods filled with potentially harmful chemicals like a vape, Fume uses cores infused with plants like peppermint and cinnamon for delicious natural flavors.
And the easiest way to stop a bad habit is to switch to a positive one. And Fume is designed perfectly to do just that. It's Fume's goal to make switching easy and even enjoyable. They have thousands of 5-star reviews from people just like you who've successfully switched when other solutions just didn't work. Head to tryfume, that's FUM.com, and use code MMANUTS to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. The Journey Pack comes with three unique flavors and the new version 2 Fume to help kickstart your positive habits. That's TryFume.com and use code MMANUTS to save an additional 10% on your order today.
Woo-woo!
We have like the best sponsors in the business. You should buy all this shit. Like I'm saying, like just get it all together and you're like,
I don't even know like what would happen. You'd be like, you'd be nice and shaved. You'd fuck like a champ. You put some nice clothes, comfortable clothes on afterwards and then enjoy a little fume. Fucking fighting. Feel this is like right up Gagar Mousasi's alley, man.
He should be sponsored by all of these sponsors. All of
us, right?
Uh-huh.
So what else is happening out there in the fight worlds?
Don't have a ton of news, but you know, Darren Till released from the UFC.
Yes, I heard these things.
Apparently he's been suffering with a bunch of injuries, and that's part of what's going on here. He's got like some ACL problems. He's got some, both knees are fucked up, and he's trying to get healthy, and basically they let him go. And it sounds like he has a potential for maybe coming back, but you know, that's always a tough thing when this happens. So said he's been trying to convince himself he's okay when he's really not. And his body's just kind of broken down on him. So reminds me a little of like the struggles Chris Weidman had, like with his career. Like he just issues with his knees and just, you know, just constant stuff.
Lack
going
of
on.
Steroids, you know.
That doesn't help. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yes.
But yeah, I think it's also interesting because I think Dana was alluding to the fact that Darren and Dana and the UFC had a good relationship. So when he asked to get released, that should happen right away. It wasn't like Francis Ngannou had to like ride out a year of his contract and not fight before he got released on like a contractual stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Cause I think Dana's also open to, yeah, if he wants to come back in a couple of years, we'll take him back.
Yeah.
He just needs to sort some shit out and probably makes sense. Like he was, I think, on some kind of a not so good win loss record there at the end. So, yep. I saw Rampage has joined the circus. I don't know if you saw this, the fight circus.
But
yeah, this is the fucking fight circus is the one that does all those crazy fights, like 3-1, 2-1, all sorts of weird shit that's not legal, I think, in the States, but they usually put it on over in Thailand. And this is the one where I think like the owner promoter had a 2-on-1 fight where he looks like he's like 205 and he was fighting like 225 pound guys. Like who fucking does this? I love this shit, so good for him. I don't know if Rampage is actually fighting, because it's always debatable with these alternate leagues as to what they're actually doing over there. So we had that going on. A couple other signings. I saw Eddie Alvarez join the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and he's going to have his debut fight against Chad Mendes, which I thought is interesting because Chad's got about a 2-inch reach, so Eddie potentially should knock his block off. And also Luke Rockhold signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and he's also scheduled to fight on the same card as those other two guys, but he's fighting Mike Perry over there.
Okay. I don't know that's not gonna go well
for Mike Perry was built for bare knuckle boxing. He beat fucking Michael Venom Page, and that should tell you like he's a fucking brawler. Like Luke's gonna get his dick knocked in the sand. And the other thing, this is gonna be a pay-per-view fight, and they're gonna try to charge $49.99 for this.
Good lord, are you gonna pay that?
No. I was like, what do you think about that price? I know what I'd pay. It's not $50.
I think $19.95 sounds fair.
Exactly. I said, I'm in for $20. I'm out for $50.
Yeah.
Because it's two fights I'd like to watch, but I think fights are $10 a fight. It's not $50 for two fights.
No. No, that seems egregious.
No, and then Rockhold was also saying something along the lines of, hey, I'm going to make more money in the BKFC than I did in the UFC. Like, how the fuck is that even possible? Because a lot of these guys are saying that, and it's hard to see, like, are they being truthful or not? And who the fuck is backing the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship? Because it seems like this is like a regular theme of all these guys keep saying, I'm getting paid so much more. I think Paige VanZant was even saying that. So do they have billions and billions?
I wonder if it's in their contract to say that.
Maybe that's the deal.
That seems a little fishy to me. So
I know, right?
Yep.
And then the last Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship news. So like last weekend, Alan Belcher became the heavyweight champ of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So insane. He used to be one of my favorite fighters. He's calling out Francis Ngannou over there.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you have me intrigued now, because if you were to put the Belcher versus Ngannou, Rockhold versus Perry, and then Alvarez versus Mendez on the card, take my $50. Then I'm in for 50. Because fucking A, I'd watch the shit out of that. You heard me first. Hear me now, believe me later. Something like that.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah.
Hear me now, believe me later. Don't do as I do, do as I say.
Hear me now, believe me later. This is like a Hans and Franz shit.
Yes.
What else is going on?
I don't think I have any other news. I have one piece of knowledge.
Okay, I got a couple other things. So I know John Jones, you know, he had his win. And I think during fight week, he was talking about his past drug failures are no longer valid because USADA had upped the threshold for prohibited substances. Uh-huh. And now he says he wants his no contest versus Cormier overturned because he'd be within whatever that threshold is. So do you agree with that? And why or why not?
No, because at the time it was not legal. That's like, I don't know. That seems like, you know, the rules were such when you were competing then, and then the rules have changed in the future. So now you want to go back in time. That doesn't make sense to me.
I want to go back in time.
I can't get behind. Nice try, John. Just no. I don't think that makes sense.
I have to think about it. I'll prove it because I want to see him undefeated. Because the other challenge is they still, I guess Dana was saying he's been trying to get that Matt Hamill loss overturned and he's been unsuccessful.
Oh, that one I'm fine with. The Cormier one though.
Yeah, so. I know. I hear both. I'd agree more with the Hamill. Because I think Mazzagatti fucked it up when John delivers all those questionably illegal blows to Matt Hamill's head. And then Mazzagatti asks Matt Hamill, who's deaf and has blood in his eyes and can't see, hey, can you continue fighting? And he's getting no response. Yeah, no shit. You're talking to a deaf fighter who can't hear you, nor can he see you because his eyes are full of blood. And then you wave off the fucking fight. So, I mean, to me, it seems like a slam dunk. I would just, that should be just a fucking no contest. No contest in my book.
Yeah.
It's a stupid rule anyway. Like, fuck that. And yeah, this picogram thing, I don't know, man. Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. It is what it is at that point. And it's a fucking no contest. It's not like you took a loss. So I think that's fair, right?
Yeah,
take a no contest versus a loss. You're operating within a certain set of rules. It's like at the same time with like Henderson or no, Vitor Belfort versus Michael Bisping when TRT is legal and fucking Belfort is abusing it and fucking like spinning wheel kicks Bisping's eyeball out of his head. So would you go back then and take that away? Because at the time, TRT was legal, but now TRT is illegal, and you know he was overjuicing at the time. So, I mean, you would just open up a whole can of worms if you did that once.
Mm-hmm.
You'd fuck everything up. You'd have to change everything.
Yeah, but what he got popped for was basically a steroid. So,
right.
I mean, I don't know. Like, did they loosen the criteria?
They loosened the steroid threshold because I don't know. I don't remember what John's deal. I think it might have been tainted supplement, right?
Bullshit.
Or dick pills, right?
It's always something. I didn't know. You know? Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yeah. You didn't know. That's why you're hiding under the fucking cage and
right.
Which, by the way, Greg Jackson in his corner.
Yeah, good point.
Nice to see that. We forgot to mention that earlier.
Yeah.
So, good on him.
Greg, I had that written down. I forgot to say it.
He was looking a little smirky. I couldn't tell by his expression if he was happy or was like, this fucking guy. I'm not sure. So
yeah, it was weird because I didn't watch a lot of John's training videos, but when I did see them, it wasn't like Greg was there. They were training at like a Jackson affiliate, like yeah. as the main place. So who knows? But yeah, good to see him there. Mm-hmm. I think his problem was more with Winklejohn than Greg Jackson. So whatever that issue was.
It's been resolved.
Yeah. And then I saw there was this weird boxing match. I think this is DAZN putting it on. They did like a tag team boxing match. I'm not going to share the volume, but maybe just
this is
white
weird.
Gloves, black gloves, blah, blah, blah. Ooh. Guy with the black gloves starts getting tagged.
Mm-hmm.
And then white gloves decides to tag his teammate in. And then the guy in the black gloves says, I'm just going to keep going with a fresh opponent. That usually works out well.
Oh, geez.
Can I tag now? Can I get my tag in?
Yeah.
I didn't know we were doing tag team boxing. I didn't know that was a thing here in 2020.
I like it, though. That's pretty cool. I'm a fan.
Fuck yeah.
I like it. Interesting.
Something new.
Yeah, I feel like there should be two weight classes, though. That would make it more interesting.
What are the weight class?
I don't know. Like heavyweight and like cruiserweight or something.
You mean like that's your partner? So you could have like the pie weight versus the big guy?
You could potentially have a mismatch. Yes.
Okay.
If you mishandle the tag. Yes.
I like this.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Fine. Do a little tweet of the week. So this t-shirt says NATO. National Ass in Titties Organization.
Nice. Looks scary.
Yeah. And then I saw Pollyanna, UFC fighter. She gave her picks for UFC 285. I'll share the sound. I'm not sure which language she's speaking, but.
Hoje tem o UFC 285 e se você é maior de 18 anos, vem apostar comigo ou contra mim. Já clica no link na minha bio ou acesse rubens.com e não esquece de usar o meu código.
Right. I can just get to the end. There's her picks. Not very successful.
She got Bo Nickel, right? There you go.
Yeah.
And Cody.
How do you like the outfit there?
That's nice.
That's an interesting choice for, you know.
It's like got little clips on those. Nipples.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
What's happening?
I'm not quite sure, but I approve of this message. And then we'll move right into some knowledge.
Yes. To bridge the gap between MMA and hockey, I got a little blood leaking from the Zamboni. Did you see this?
No.
Look at this. It's blood everywhere.
Oh my God. That's not transmission fluid. That's blood.
I think he ran over somebody, man.
I think he ran over like a couple kids and maybe 13 puppies.
I don't know if he realized.
I know when they have like the shelter brings the puppies in sometimes and then they shit on the ice. Like, adopt this puppy tonight.
Look at that.
It's smoking. That doesn't look good.
Well, I think that game is getting postponed. So,
well, a little bit. That ain't coming off easy, especially if you slicked it with transmission fluid. That's what I'm guessing it is. Fuck, that ice is so fucked. And even if it's blood, it's not great to get off. So,
it's probably not blood, but it looks like blood.
I'll buy it's blood. So the fucking demons and witches.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Manscaped, I'll leave with this. Smoke balls, not crack. Just remember that.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but okay.
I don't know. You just smoke them if you got them, I guess. I got them. Okay. I guess I'll smoke them.
Smoke them up. Well, that has been another blessed edition of MMA Nuts.
Yeah.
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Magro, thanks for playing.